You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
We've had some amazing people in our community come and talk about what they're doing, and my next guest is no exception. Her name is Melissa Dobbs, and she runs something called Pro Love, and it is just one of the most kind, caring, and of course, loving organizations that myself and Rachel have got to know. They've been going for 4 years. They've just had their four-year anniversary. And so let's learn a little bit about Pro Love. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very, very well this morning. Hey, look, it's great to have you on here. Look, tell listeners what Pro Love is, because a number of people, A, won't know, and some others might be going down a whole completely different track about what this Pro Love's all about.
Yes, so I started Pro Love 4 years ago. It was just out of the heart for the unborn and just really our next generation. I just wanted to come in a way where people could kind of capture the heart and value of life. And so it's love in action. We just love on the families. We love on the babies in the womb. And we just prepare like a big love basket for all the families that come through, as well as walk through life with them, you know, journeying through pregnancy with them and after pregnancy. Yeah, we do life with everyone.
So one of the big, if you will, manifestations of your work is that actually you provide, if you will, baskets or huge numbers of supplies. So maybe if you could just sort of take us a step back of what does this look like? Obviously, you're serving mums and babies and the unborn, but what does that look like day by day for you and the team?
Yeah, so requests will come through Facebook or the website, and then we will just make up a big love box which contains nappies, clothing from newborn all the way up to 1 year old, baby products. We have just a variety of many things now that organisations have come on board to donate to us. So, yeah, nappies, pads, baby food. There's just so much that we just full and overfill it that they are not left with what they need, or they have everything that they need when baby is born.
I know, having seen some of your work, I mean, enormous amounts of supplies come in, and particularly focused on the baby's needs, but mums as well. But how do you come across this? I mean, you literally going out and buying it, or is it people donating to different firms gift you their materials? How do you get hold of these amazing supplies?
So some has been word of mouth, and then some have I've just emailed and just built up a relationship with the companies from like maybe 3 years ago that have just seen and want to invest in our work. And it's just about being transparent to them and showing them what we do and sending them photos of all the love boxes we're making, just to see that they are making a huge impact in what we're doing in the community.
Well, says me, one of the big things which has always struck me about Pro Love is you're very much, if you will, hands-on and practical. Yes. There's a lot of us, and says me, the former politician, there's a lot of people who talk big and great sentiments, but you guys, seems to be one of your charisms or one of your key focuses is actual practical help. So are you also responding to mums and families who say, hey, Melissa, we need this, and this, can you help? Is there sort of that reactive side to what you do as well?
Yeah, so we get so much referrals now from counsellors. We get midwife referrals, we get hospital referrals, mental health referrals as well, with mums, you know, going through maternal mental health, and so we just get an action, really. We don't want them to be left alone, so we just get right into it and help them with what they need, whether that be a coffee or whether that be just a phone call, just to get them through that phase of their pregnancy. And so it's just amazing. Even going to their birth, I've been to a few births, I've been there when a mum's miscarried. There's just been so much scenarios that, yeah, I'm just so blessed to be a part of.
Well, I hope there's not something too personal, but you've posted about this on Facebook. You are, or you're training to be, is it a doula? Is that how one says it? You wanting to, you know, obviously continuing your work, not only with these love boxes of supplies, but actually supporting mums and bubs in their journey.
Yeah, I am training to be a doula. I never thought I would be a doula. I didn't even know that was a word. But, it's just an advocacy for pregnancy and birth, really, just to have a birth support person. As you can see, most mums don't have their fathers or the father in sight. So I'm there to support in that need. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the things that really leapt out to me. I'm not sure if it was a year or 2 years ago, but I remember Rachel and I came out, you were holding like a, it's like a barbecue day of celebration.
Yes.
Out south. And I remember meeting a lot of the young mums and some with fathers there as well. But I suppose what I'm keep coming back to in the work you're leading was it's not just a box of goods. It's all that support and conversation. If God, I'm going to sound like a counselor here, the validation.
Yes. Validation.
The validation that they needed. So I suppose when you drop these boxes off, you will end up spending quite a bit of time just sitting and chatting and talking with these mums and families.
Yeah, the majority do collect from my home. And so we just talk over the fence, which is not very something that I don't want as in the future. I would love to have like a place where we could just all come and mums can just be comfortable coming whenever they want to have a break or have a chit chat. Or yeah. So yeah, but, or they go to their house and deliver it sometimes too.
I'm going to draw that little bit out there because actually we were talking before we came on live that you're looking for, I think you called it a love hub. You're looking for a new place because I assume at the moment from what you've just said, you do everything at home, all your supplies are at home. People are coming to your home to get goods over the fence. So is one of your wants, hopes, and needs at the moment to get a little facility or a storage shed? What do you need? Let's let the listeners know.
Oh gosh, we would love to have like just a central place where we can do everything from, where we would like love to run mum groups, because I do run a mum group as well in a community house. But you know, it's a lot of work taking all your stuff there all the time, every fortnight and stuff like that. So yeah, we just want a central place where we can just have mums come in and families and just be, you know, be comfortable and just create relationships really.
So vitally important, which comes down to that whole concept of love, which you're talking about. I mean, what was the catalyst? So 4 or so years ago, what made you wake up and go, this is what I need to do? What was the inspiration even for the name? How did this come about?
Gosh. So I used to pray outside the abortion clinic, like silent sieging. I didn't do anything. Just used to go there and just pray. And then it was the extreme abortion law that came through that really broke my heart. And I felt like there was nothing more I could do. But then I just felt in my spirit like pro-love, and that was just, you can still be the love in action out there. You know, you can change, you can change this atmosphere of what just happened. So that's what I did. I just stepped out in faith and, yeah, pro-love, love in action. The greatest is love.
Oh, I just think it's amazing. I mean, one of my reflections was with your name. It's great. And then part of me goes, how did someone not think about this before? But I think if I might, as a quick commentary from my side, I think what you've just shown is a real important testimony, because often those of us, if you will, in a pro-life space, get accused of only caring about unborn and nothing afterwards. You are the living symbol, actually, of someone who's doing a lot of the mahi, a lot of the hard work afterwards. I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here, but is there a little story or an example that you can share with listeners, not to break anyone's particular privacy, but, you know, a life-changing moment perhaps that's happened through your work?
Yeah, there's so much life-changing moments. I think the biggest life-changing moments is when you get a call and then the mum's, you know, distraught and she doesn't know what to do and she wants to go ahead and terminate. And I'm just there to listen to her, just there to, you know, validate her feelings and stuff. And then, you know, just building that relationship and just encouraging her not to, you know, rush into a decision that she may regret. But then, you know, staying alongside her all the way. And then she chooses to keep baby. And just watching her through that journey of pregnancy and walking through that journey with her. And then, you know, even welcoming baby into the world and just seeing her and how happy she is and the choice that she made, you know, it's just, yeah, that's just one of the pivotal moments in my life. It's just so beautiful.
Well, from my experience, particularly with a lot of young mums, they just need to know that there's support there. I mean, we all know how hard and expensive life is at the moment. So knowing that not only is there someone like yourself, Melissa, and your team there to show them love, but also that, yeah, there's supplies and support. So I mean, if listeners want to get in contact with you or understand more about what ProLove does or want to support you, if they've got a facility sitting idle that they just want to hand over to you tomorrow with the keys, or a few dollars, how do they best get in contact with you? Because I know you also do a very good social media game, if I could put it that way.
Yes. So Facebook is our kind of biggest platform that I use. And we have the website. We also have our email there as well. And I'm quite quick to respond. So, yeah.
So what's your Facebook address?
ProLove in Action.
ProLove in Action.
Yes.
And your website, is that the same?
www.prolove.co.nz.
Fantastic. Well, listeners can jump onto either of those, and I'm sure through Facebook or the website can find an email address. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on and talking us through what you're doing. I'm just incredibly grateful for, well, all that amazing support you give, particularly the young mums, their babies and families. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.